So we are talking about building a better business. Just for the gals that are on, Sally contacted me and said that she was going to be back on Friday, that she was out today. So she's not going to be able to jump on. So anyway, I want to talk about build a better business. And one of the things that's happening in my world, and I was on this morning on Clubhouse with Elise, and we had a nice chat about it, is that, as you know, when I was in the salon industry, I had, you know, I went to Vistaprint and I got my business cards and my rack cards and all of that going on. And so then when I decided to retire from the salon industry and gravitate over to doing this Kathy Benner International Academy, I just stuck with what I knew and I built my website for the Academy right there on Vista. Well, and again, for you gals who've been with me a while, you know that Vista is a little lacking, you know, that's not their main thing is websites. Their main thing is printing. And so when I wanted to do a blog, I had to go out and search for a blog platform because Vista did not have a good blog plugin at all. Basically, all I could do was make like a menu of my blog post, but nobody could sort or search or anything. You know, they just had to scroll down this menu and find. And so it just really wasn't a really good blog platform. So I went with HostGator at the time, which I still love HostGator. But now Vistaprint has decided, and I just got an email here, oh, I don't know, maybe 4 weeks ago, that they realized that they're not as competitive in the marketplace on websites as what other companies are. And so they made a decision that they either needed to invest a bunch of money into really boosting up their whole platform, all their templates, because they know they're lacking in some of those areas, or partner with someone else. So they decided to partner with Wix instead of doing all their own thing. They're going to hold hands with Wix. Now, my website would still be with Vista, but when you click in right now, I can see the Vista website and the Wix website underneath of it, but I can see both of them. And so what they're telling me is they're saying, okay, we've paid some Wix people to roll your website over to Wix. And so now if you edit, just know that if you edit on the Vista website that I can still see, that it will not be edited on the Wix. I have to edit it on both of those. And then at some point the Vista is going to go away. So you see what's happening is they're transitioning from Vista over to Wix. Well, my first reaction was good. Now they'll have a decent, you know, website platform, right? It's going to be a decent one because Wix does all kinds of things. It's got all kinds of great plugins. So I was kind of excited. And so I clicked over onto the Wix and I thought, well, you know what? I'm not even going to update on my Vista. Anytime I want to add a speaker to my speakers cabinet or anytime I want to add something, I'm just going to add it to the Wix side because that's the one that's going live soon. And so I tapped into the Wix and my website looks a little bit like a Frankenstein website at the moment. Things are not quite lined up and, you know, everything's kind of, you know, because Vista and Wix did not have two compatible templates that rolled over easily. So what happened is everything I think was just done electronically over to Wix. And now it's up to each of us to go in and straighten it up and make sure what it is. And so what's happening, and I don't know about you, but I'm gonna liken it to Debbie's recipe. You can have a bad recipe and you can go in and try to fix the dish after it's made, or you can just start from scratch and it's probably faster to correct it from scratch than it is to try to figure out what's wrong with it. What do I take out? How do I fix it? How do I make it what I want it to be? And so when I went over there, my first reaction was, oh, I need to straighten this up. And after, you know, and of course I probably made it look worse. I don't know. But my reaction, my conclusion, I guess, is that it would be better for me to just start over and go pick a template, because you remember me all along. I never woke up any given morning and decided I wanted to be a website builder. I just want to be able to put my stuff on a website so that my folks can find me and find my products and services. And so I thought, well, it's probably better for me to just go over to Wix and just find a template that I like and just plug my stuff in and not have to figure out why this is off by, you know, a half a step or whatever. Anyway, then I had this aha moment, because then I thought, well, if I'm going to go back and rebuild my website, is there a better option than Wix or Vista? If I'm going to plug it in anyway, you know, if I have to plug it all in anyway, let me go back and just kind of do a research. Because now that I know more, now that, again, remember, you get clarity with action. So now that I've been out there and I've got my website, what's more clear to me? So I just had to stop and think a moment, what is the most important? Well, for me, I've already got all my videos, all my courses, but mainly all my students that have clicked through with their credit cards on Teachable. And so I thought, well, if I roll everything into one platform and I do the courses and the videos and the website and everything on one platform, now I have to go back to all my students that are paying, and because a ton of them sign in on the free stuff and, you know, they'll probably never buy, and that's fine, and I get that. But I have some that are, that have bought the masterminds and the courses, and so their credit cards are in there. So now if I have to start over, they now have another buying decision to make, because now I would be sending them an email saying, oh, hey, please, I'm rolling from Teachable over to whatever. I'm putting everything together, and can you sign up again? So now a lot of them are going to have a buying decision to make. They're going to say, well, have I really tapped into that very much? Do I really want to sign up again? Maybe I do, maybe I don't. And so I really didn't want to bother that base. So then I thought, okay, if I don't want to bother that base that's already signed up, can I roll everything over to Teachable? I don't know. So I started researching that, and I saw some other schools, if you will, on Teachable, I'll call it a school, that had created their actual website right on Teachable. And I'm like, how they do that? And so I looked into the what I call the back of the house on Teachable, where they have their templates, and I saw where I could create a sales page. So just so in this mastermind, so that you gals get this, a homepage on a website, a landing page, a sales page, they're all the same thing. It's all the same thing. It's just what you want to call it and what, how you want to use it. Okay. So what happens is, when we talk about building our business and we talk about, oh, we've got to have this free offer and then this offer and that offer, and then we have to, you know, invite them to come to our 5-day challenge or whatever, we keep thinking we have to have all these different platforms and programs, and you don't. If you have a good, solid website platform, you can build all of this with one cost, one platform altogether. Now, you do have to think far enough ahead to ask yourself, am I ever going to do a course? And if I'm going to do a course, do I ever want to have a certificate or a testing or something along that line? For me, the answer was yes, because my background is in cosmetology. So see, I have to kind of reverse engineer this, because my background is in cosmetology, and I know that anyone that has a state board license, whether you're a realtor, an accountant, a cosmetologist, anybody that has a state license, you have to have continuing education. And continuing education has pretty much gone all online, because nobody wants to travel and spend thousands of dollars and sit in a class all day to get their CEUs if they can just tap in online, take their courses there, print off their certificate, and boom, they're done. They got their CEUs done. And so that's the route that it's going. And I get it. I preferred it. Now, I like to go to the big hair shows when I was in cosmetology, because it was kind of fun. And I might take a course or two while I'm there for a CEU, but to try to sit you know, to get your 8 hours or 12 hours or whatever some of these, you know, licenses require, that's a long day of sitting in a hard banquet chair in a hotel conference room, you know, getting these CEUs. So a lot of folks prefer to do it online. So I would get mine done online, get it done for the for my license renewal. Then I would go to the show and have fun, because then I didn't have to sit in the class unless it was really interesting. And if I got bored, I could go, let's go back out on the show floor and look at the vendors. And so I made it a fun trip instead of like a grueling having to get my CEU trip. So with that in mind, I knew that I wanted a school platform was my priority, because I know that down the road, being a passive income coach, I wanted to create more and more courses that folks that needed CEUs could just tap in and take the course, get their certificate and move on. So to reverse engineer that, I thought, okay, I need a Teachable or a Thinkific or even a Wix where you can put courses and have certificates and all. I needed something that had that capability. So that was my primary decision. So since I already have a bunch of my stuff on Teachable, and all of them are so similar, everyone has a little bit different little added bonus. Like, well, if you do Thinkific, you get this extra little thing, or if you do Wix, but they all are very similar. So I said, you know what? I don't want to take my mastermind folks through another buying decision on whether they're going to re-sign up with me or not. I want to leave that alone. And all my videos are already there, and all my courses are already there, and I'm familiar with that. So I decided I need to figure out how to put my website onto Teachable. So does that make sense? All of that, my thinking and all that.
Yeah.
So then once I got over onto Teachable, I said, okay, now I want to simplify things a little bit. I don't want to have to, when I update something, I don't want to have to update it here and here and here and here and here. I just want to update it in one place. And because now I understand links a little better. I understand building a website a little better. And again, clarity comes with action. Action comes first, clarity comes second. And now that I've done a little bit of it, and I'm like, okay, now that I understand it a little better, I can actually make it a little cleaner and a little simpler. So I'm in the process. I'm not out of the woods yet, but I'm going to show you what I got and see what you think. It's going to look very similar to my other website. Now, here's the good news with Teachable that I discovered. You only get like 8 options. You know, when you're building over on Wix or even HostGator and all those, you know, you have all these options. You can pick colors and fonts and sizes and, you know, you can pick all this stuff and you're like, I don't know where to start. I'm not a website builder. So you just, you know, that's why I like kind of a ready-made template that I just drop my stuff into. Well, on Teachable, they're calling it their sales page. And I can make as many sales pages as I want on Teachable. And so what I did is I made my homepage. I just took one of their sales page templates, made my homepage, and I can do a hero's picture. We all know what that is. That's the picture across the top of your website. That's called your hero's picture. And then I could either add text, I could add a link, or I could add a picture with text on the right or text on the right with the picture on the left. I mean, those are my choices. That's all I got. That's all I could do. And so I thought, well, this is going to be easy because I don't get a lot of choices. And so what I did is I lumped all of my free into one section. I lumped all of my courses into one. I lumped all of my masterminds into one. And then when you click, it takes you over into the Teachable part of Teachable, over into the course part of Teachable. And that's where my free stuff, my courses, just like it's always been. And then what I did is one of the options, the other two options, there's two more that you can have on a sales page, is you can have 3 pictures across, or you can have 3 of your courses across. That's it. And you had to choose from either left picture, right picture, left text, 3 pictures, 3 courses. Those are the only options you get to pick. So I thought, well, this is going to be easy. So then instead of coming down my homepage with my blog and my podcast and all, I put it in 3 sections because that was one of my options to shorten up that long homepage. Does that make sense? Yeah. So let me show you what I've done so far and see what you think. It's kind of fun, actually, because I got to, you know, have fun with it. And so when I click on the Kathy Benner International Academy, this is what it looks like. So it's very similar to what my page looked like before. The difference is I cannot hide this all under a hamburger. Remember how I had my little
three?
It gives me the menu across here. I don't care for that because I don't have an option to change it, but it's okay. It's okay. And so what I did, and you're going to love this, which is kind of nice. When you come in, and here's my logo, here's my main picture. I can go to Canva and here's my VPS. And before, yes, Debbie.
What is under more?
I'm going to show you in just a second.
Oh, okay.
On my regular website, I had this allowed me on Vista and also on Wix. I can overlay this VPS right onto the picture. I can make the picture longer. You see how the picture's cut off a little bit and the VPS could overlay the picture. I could do that on Canva. I could pop this picture into Canva. Then I could overlay my writing. And then I could pop that whole picture with the writing on the picture out of Canva right into this hero's picture. I didn't do that though. I might, but I haven't done that yet. I just wanted to kind of get it uploaded here before my Vista went away, you know, because they're going to cut it loose. So anyhow, so same picture, same VPS. And then I softened up all of my verbiage. Before it was like, have a Connect strategy call with Kathy. And I changed it to, I would like a 30-minute coffee chat with Kathy. You see where I softened that up a little bit, made it a little more inviting. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Now, up here, Debbie says, what's under the more button? Let me show you. I could now, because I have a sales page, again, it's called a sales page with Teachable. I simply made it my homepage. And there's just a button to click that says when viewers go to Kathy Benner International Academy, what page do you want them to see first? And I put a little check mark next to this one sales page. And so this now becomes my home page. I created it to be my home page. But now look at this. You click on health and wellness and it just gives you, that's it. That's the whole thing. It just gives you, look how much cleaner that is. It just gives you just my fit as a fiddle. I click on the real estate investors. It just gives you the happy house hunters and the ins and outs. There's the bottom of the page. That's all it gives you. Because somebody interested in health and wellness may not be interested in real estate investing. Somebody interested in real estate investing may not be interested in authors and writers. You see where I'm going with that? Before you got the whole school. Now I can separate it. See, here's entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. I click on that and you're just going to get the build a better business and you're going to get the create the 5-day mastermind, masterclass or challenge. And then you're at the bottom of the page. Okay. And then you click on the authors and writers and it's just going to give you the Ohio Writers Guild and the newbie bloggers. And there's the bottom of the page again. So you see how much cleaner it is. And now under the more button, and this is what Debbie here, I've got networking and connecting. So I click on networking and connecting and it just gives you just this connections over coffee. And there's the bottom of the page. Now I can add, are you ready for this? I can add more products under every single one of these headings. I can now build out this school and I can add, I just decide what category it goes under and I can add it to that sales. Now, what I did is I created a sales page for each one of these headings has its own sales page. So now here is join our speakers cabinet. You click on join our speakers cabinet. And here it's just to join the speakers cabinet. You can be professional level, expert level, or master level. And it's free, $12 a month, $25 a month to be in the speakers cabinet. Okay. Now, Debbie, here's pay attention to this one. Here is need a speaker. This is where you're going to want to go for your Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. So you click on Need a Speaker, and guess what? All my speakers right here. All of them are here. You see that? And when you want to actually look at a particular speaker, there's Chris. It says connect with Chris, and it's highlighted. I put his website up here on the URL. It goes right to his website. Does that make sense?
Wow, that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that is under this Need a Speaker. And then my calendar of events. I did have to put an extra link in there. It wouldn't go straight to. I had to put a place where I could put the link, but then it goes right to my calendar of events. Now, here's what I want to tell you. And again, it after a while, you kind of figure it out. And what I discovered is each one of these headings here is actually a separate sales page. So if I want to link from my home page over to something, I have to create a sales page for that something. And then that's where I put the links. Because the home page, it links directly to the other sales page. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, do you like it better than my original website?
Definitely.
Worse? The same?
What yes. do you think? I think it's better because it's less confusing. You don't have okay. so much to sort through and think through and what is this? And they can get right to what they want without getting distracted.
Yes. Now,
and if they want to go look at something else, they can
yes.
with ease.
Now, my homepage looks very similar. See, I still have my graphic. Then here, step one, attend a free meetup. And I would like to browse a list of free meetups. Step two, the courses. I would like to browse a list of courses. Step three, join a mastermind. I would like to browse a list of course mastermind bundles. Then it goes to one-on-one coaching. I would like to learn more. And then it goes to the Freestyle Living Tribe trips. And that's what I'm working on today. This link is not working yet. I now have a place to send folks, but I don't have it yet. I mean, I have it. I just haven't updated it yet. Because I just worked on that this morning, my tribe trips. Now, here's what I want to tell you. Here's my big aha for today. I've decided to put my tribe trips on Eventbrite. And I'm creating an event for each tribe trip. You can create an event for each thing you want to do, whether it's a speaking gig you're speaking at, whatever you want to do. You can create an event in Eventbrite. Eventbrite has a brand new thing where you can now have a collection of events. So pay attention. A collection of events. I named my collection the Kathy Benner International Academy Tribe Trips. That's my collection. Then I can put all the individual single events that I'm creating under my collection. And so the collection link is going to go here. So now, whenever I want to add a tribe trip, I simply make an Eventbrite and add the link to my collection. And it'll automatically pick it up right here if I put the collection link here under this button. So let me see if I can show you. So this is my Eventbrite, okay? And here are my events. I just added three today. So I added tonight, we're going to go to the Buckeye Lake Winery. Debbie, this is close to you. We're going out there tonight at 6:00 because there's a band and then fireworks out over the lake. Then we have the End of the Springs Writers Workshop that Sandy is doing. So I added that as a tribe trip. And then we've got 2 weeks on the Sun Coast in Florida. And I added that as a tribe trip, and I am advertising Sally to contact Sally to book your accommodations. So that way I can help promote Sally. You see where I'm going with that? So those are the ones that I added today. Now, here's the collection. And this is the link, Tribe Trips for the Kathy Benner International Academy. And so this is where I can come in and I can share this collection. All I need is the link to that collection. That's the link that's going to go under the Tribe Trips on my homepage. So when someone, let me show you what it looks like. When they click on that on my homepage, well, darn, I wanted you to see it. Sometimes it'll let me view it the way the people see it or not. That's what I wanted to show you. View, promote, share, at view. There it is. When they click on that link, this is what they'll see. It looks like another page on my website, but just like when they click on my podcast, it goes out to Audioboom. And when they click on my blog, it goes out to HostGator. When they click on Tribe Trip, it's going to go out to this Eventbrite. But this is the collection. And look at this. Is that not a beautiful thing? Look how it displays it. And as I add Tribe Trips, it will automatically put it in order of date. Mm-hmm. If I added something for tomorrow, it would automatically, you know, put it in here, and it's going to be three across, three across, three across all the way. And that's exactly what my website looks like, is three across. Mm-hmm. Is that not the most beautiful thing? Anyhow, that's what I learned today, was that you can create in Eventbrite any event and put it into a collection, and you can name the collection. And this is what I named my collection, Tribe Trips, Kathy Benner International Academy. And then I even have a little blurb here, thrilled to offer Tribe Trips for members of the mastermind to connect and build relationships. And there are the trips. How sweet is that?
It's nice. It
even has my bio.
Good job.
And it'll automatically do that. And so this is the link up here. This is the link that I'm going to put right underneath that button on my homepage. Okay. So now let's go back. So this is, again, back to the website sales page, which I now have made my homepage. See, and that's where I would like to see where you're going next. That's where that link is going to go. And then I still have my Meet Kathy link, and I'd like the 30-minute coffee chat. And then here's where it's different. Now, under Teachable, they don't give me I can't add a button, but they make the picture clickable. So I simply put that above each thing, click the picture, so that when you're scrolling down, you know. So if you go, oh, Kathy's books, click the picture, guess what it does? Takes you right out to Amazon. Okay. And Freestyle Living Podcast, click the picture, takes you right out. Let me get rid of that. Takes you right out to Audioboom. And Freestyle Living Blog, click the picture, takes you right out to HostGator. Takes a minute to load that one because of all the articles in there. Takes you right to the blog. Anyhow, that's the only links I get. Then I did it again. I said, let's do the three picture thing again. Calendar of events, in case you didn't come up here and click the more button to come down here to the calendar. And you're just, you know how you do. You look down the homepage to see what all they have to offer. Right here, click the picture. Guess what it does? Takes you right out to the calendar. And it doesn't give you a lot of options. See, then the speakers cabinet, click the picture. It takes you right to all of those speakers again, right off of the homepage. And then more about B1G1, you click that, it takes you right over to B1G1. So, and then I've got a little bit of different, you know, verbiage under each one. And then here, because not only can you go to the speaker's cabinet, but you might want to be in the speaker's cabinet, I put a little tagline here and I hyperlinked it. It said, if you aspire to be in our prestigious lineup of exceptional speakers, click here. So if you click that link, it takes you right to signing up for professional expert or master level speaker. So what do you girls think? And then here I'm honoring you. I put three testimonials. I've got Debbie and Estella both on my homepage as testimonials. And then it goes into my certifications. And again, you don't get a lot of choices. I can either pick three pictures across, or I can picture, or I can click on a picture to the right, to the left with writing on the right, or vice versa. That's all you get with Teachable. But you know what? It's enough.
It's simplistic.
Yep. I didn't have to make it hard to understand. See, you can picture there with writing on this side, or you can do writing on this side with a picture on that side. That's it. That's all you get. Or the three pictures across, which was this one. That's mm-hmm. all you get to choose from. But it's enough, and it looks good, and it's simple. Or you could do a hero's picture, which is a picture clear across. Okay. So anyway, that's what I have so far. So what are your thoughts so far, as far as, did any of this give you any aha moments on what you're doing, on how you could add to your actual products and services? Because again, we've got to get folks in. They've got to be able to buy something from your website. They have to be able to click and buy something from your website. Because anytime you search for something, the first thing you do is you go to the internet and search. If you need something, you go to the internet and search. You have to show up there somewhere. You have to show up there. And if you're on an MLM, and like both of you are, because you kind of get this ready-made website for you to sell your products and services, but you're not getting out. You're not casting your net wide enough, because not everybody is going to Google Melaleuca, or they're not going to Google the services that Estella has. They're just not Legal Shield. They don't know to Google that. They're going to Google their problem, not your brand.
Mm.
So you have to be able to have a net out there to catch their problem.
And so you're saying that we really need to have our own landing page.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you're using the Teachable now. I probably wouldn't do that because I don't know of any courses that I'm going to be providing at the moment. But with Legal Shield, we do get a free, and I think it's Wix. We get a free website that we have to set up, which I have not had yet time to even think about it. But now that you're saying we need to have that, I could see me doing it for just, like you got a problem, something like what you just said. And then also, trying to think, what else could I offer?
First of all, you have to have a presence on the internet. And the best way to get a presence on the internet, and I'll go back and say this again, even if you are or not in the blogging course, is when you have a problem and you search with a question, like, how do I can tomatoes? What's going to happen is a bunch of blog posts are going to come up. No matter what your question is, you're either going to get blog posts or you're going to get a YouTube video. That's what's going to come up whenever you ask the internet a question. Mm-hmm. So if someone asks a question that's in your wheelhouse, you need your blog post or your video to come up. So with that in mind, see, we're reverse engineering that. So with that in mind, you're now going to tell yourself, I need a blog and I need a YouTube channel. Those are the two things you need if you're going to market organically out to the world at large. Because whoever has a problem, they ask, they search with a question. How do I can tomatoes? how do I install this window? How do I write a contract? What happens if I get sued? How do I make my house more chemical free? See, that's how people search. So you need to have an article that comes up that says, here's what you need to do in case you get sued. Number one, you need to buy Legal Shield. Here's how you make your house more chemical free. Number one, you need to tap into this website on Melaleuca. See, so you have to have something, either a blog that you've talked about those questions, or you have to have a YouTube channel where you have a video that answers those questions.
I like that YouTube thing, although I know nothing about it except that I'm on it a lot.
There you go. See, you're on it a lot.
Like, so I was like, get rid of the belly fat. Okay. I was on there looking that up. You go there. But I'm like, so what would I do with a YouTube channel? I mean, I'd have to create my own YouTubes, right?
You're just going to create a video. Now, this is where we're going to reverse engineer it. I do these Zoom calls every week. I didn't sit down and say, I have to make 50 videos. That's overwhelming. If I go, oh man, I got to make 50 videos. I'll never get that done. But what if I just said, I'm going to make one video a week and put it over on YouTube? That's doable.
That or, because a YouTube, that's usually several minutes. I mean, that's like usually, well, it could be 15 minutes. I was thinking more like maybe, what is the other one? Instagram.
But Instagram's not a search engine.
Oh.
See, YouTube is a search engine. People search on YouTube. People search on Google. They don't search on Instagram.
That's a good point. Kathy, you're so wise.
Instagram, they're there for entertainment. And if they run across something that they've been thinking about searching for anyway, mm-hmm. and somebody says, hey, I've got this great weight loss product, and you've kind of been searching for something, then you might click on it because you're there entertaining yourself. And you might go, oh, yeah, let's check out what she's got to say. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't go to Instagram and search for that. You might go to YouTube and search for that. You might go to Google and search for that, but you wouldn't necessarily go to Instagram to search for that. So to create your product, which would be your blog or your video, then you can share the blog and video on Instagram. So if somebody's scrolling around and sees it and clicks on it, it takes them over to your blog or to your video. Mm-hmm. Which is what that person did that you might have clicked on in Instagram, is it takes you over to their blog or their video or their website or wherever they're landing you at that point. So my whole point in this is it's not rocket science. You just have to decide, if I want to sell anything, I have to be out there on the internet, because that is how we shop today. That's how we shop. And so when you look at my website, it's all interconnected. And it looks overwhelming, but it really isn't. Just like before, my website talks about who I am, what I do, step one, step two, step three. Then once I get through the steps, now it's marketing. Check out Kathy's book that points back to those three steps. Check out Kathy's blog that points back to those three steps. Check out Kathy's podcast that points back to those three steps. So that's what we're after, is creating the product that you want to sell. And for both of you gals, you already have your products. They're already created for you. So now your big point is, how do I market them? How do I get people going back to my products and services? Mm-hmm. And the best way to get people to go back to them is to start blogging and podcasting. And that's where your videos and your blog posts come in, because that's where people are searching. They're not looking up Legal Shield. They're not looking up Melaleuca.
They're looking saying, up, how do I, you know, they, I just got a 30-day notice.
What do I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you need to write a blog post about what to do now and point it back to Legal Shield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or my daughter has a bunch of allergies and I need to get the chemicals out of my house. Where do I start? Debbie needs to write a blog post about that and point it back to Melaleuca.
Good point.
And the blog post goes on our landing page. We'll have a series of different blogs.
This is where everything has to point to everything else. Now, I'm going to say this before I explain that. The more you point to something, the higher it comes up in the search engines. The more I point to my videos and the more I point to my blog posts, the higher it's going to come up in the search engines. The more other people point to it. See? So now in my website, I'm pointing to Sally. It's going to help her come up higher in the search engines because I'm going to point to her. You see where I'm going with this? So the more that you have pages that point, so some of you may say, why do you have 8 different groups on Facebook? Because I have 8 different groups pointing to my products and services and all 8 groups are mine. So I am allowed to do that.
So you have 8 different groups pointing to what?
Pointing back to my landing page, my home page on my website.
So like there's a couple of things, at least a couple of things on your website that I'm like, I'd like to share that, you know, you know, I just like to say, which would definitely lead them back to you. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Which brings me up in the search engine. See, and then when you do a blog post and I put it over on one of my groups. See, now my group is pointing to your blog post. That's why I have the Build a Better Business Facebook group, because if you gals will post your stuff there, the Facebook group will point back to your stuff and help raise you in the search engines. That's the whole point of having these groups. When my writers post what they're writing in the Ohio Writers Guild group, it brings them up in the search engines. It brings their books up higher in the search engines.
Okay.
And in my speakers cabinet on my website, every single one of my speakers, I have a link back to their website. I am pointing back to their website, which is in turn bringing them up in the search engines.
It's starting to connect. It's starting to click.
Mm-hmm. So it all, you know, again, I go back to that phrase, the tide rises all ships, you know. Mm-hmm. The more I promote you guys, the more I come up in the search engines as well. Not only do you come up higher, but I come up higher because the pointer and the pointee both get credit for that. In the algorithms.
Okay.
When you're on Facebook, if you like somebody, if you start liking different pages, you start seeing their pages more in your feed. See, because you're making.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's all it is that when you point to a website, it brings you higher in the algorithms. It brings their website higher in the algorithms because the algorithms go, "Ooh, there's interest here. There's some communication going on here." So it brings it up higher in the search engines. Which is why sometimes when you're scrolling around, you see the same thing over and over. It's because it's way up there. And then the more you see it, the more you click, the higher it even goes, because that's when somebody says, oh, this went viral. Well, that's because it, you know, the more clicks it gets, the more clicks it's going to get.
I just thought because I like Brian Tracy and now I just get Brian Tracy. You know, I mean, I get other people too that I look at, but the more you click on them, then the more they show up in your feed.
Correct. So if you've not seen someone for a while, go over, search them out and go over and click on a few of their posts and all of a sudden you'll start seeing them in your feed again.
So
it's not their fault they went away. It's your fault that they went away out of your feed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you've got articles out there that I don't have a website yet, though. I got to get a website. Yeah, I got to get a website because you've got some, there's a couple of things that you printed. I mean, you put out there and I'm like, I need to share this with people. People need to know this. And I haven't read everything you've done because there'd probably be not 3 or 4, it'd probably be about 10 or 12, you know?
Well, and there's, and your information people need to know, and Debbie's information people need to know. Your audience is already out there waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But you just have to get your net out there. You have to cast your net out there with your marketing. So again, the first part of your homepage or landing page is your step-by-step process, because everybody loves a process. If you just throw a bunch of stuff out there, people look at it and go, oh, that's nice. And they don't know where to start because they get too much coming at them. So you have to have a step-by-step process. And once they get through the steps, they're like, okay, now I know what I need to do. But they don't know to go look up your steps. They have to, somehow they have to find your landing page. And the only way they can find it is, and the reason it's like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? The reason that we talk first about what is your VPS, what are your products and services, what is your first, second, third, fourth base, is because you have to have some place to send them when you start sending them. You have to have something for them to find when you start sending them over there, wherever over there is. They have to have something to find. So once you have that in place, then you start blogging and podcasting and speaking and all of that. You're going to point back to those products and services that you've already created. And for you gals, your MLM has already created those products and services for you. So you can jump right to doing the podcasting, the blogging, the speaking, and pointing back to those, because you already have those in place.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense? So now, with that said, let's look at this again. And this,
I'm going to flip over to another computer. So I'll be on twice and then I'll be on singly. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to flip back again. So now, see, when I send them over here, they've either seen a blog, they've seen a social media post, they've listened to a podcast. There's something that makes them say, I'm going to click on that. And when they click on that, this is my home landing page, my home sales page. It's all of those terms are interchangeable. So now when they land on that, see, this menu is going to make it more simplified as to where they need to go. But if they don't click on a menu at all, and they just, as some of us do, they go, okay, I'm just going to scroll around on this site and see what she's all about. Scrolling around, they see my VPS. Oh, okay, this is what she's about. But they can chat with me if they want. Then they say, oh, it's all about freestyle living. Oh, a tribe. What's that about? See, now I just go right into step one, attend a free meetup. And they're like, oh yeah, I saw her podcast. I think I do want to go to a free meetup. They can click on that and it gives them all the free meetups. They can say, you know what? I really don't want to do a free meetup. I saw something about how to start a bed and breakfast. And I heard in that podcast that she had a course. I just want to go to the course. They can click here and go right to the courses. Or they can go, yeah, I do want to get into a mastermind. Now, you see what I did? My pictures. And here's what you want to do when you're putting pictures on your website. You want your picture to show what they're going to look like if they work with you. If they work with me, does this picture say freestyle living? The way we're just horsing around and having fun, and we're literally all, I mean, you can tell that this is a genuine laughing picture. This isn't one that we made up. And then when you scroll down and it says attend a free meetup, that makes you feel like these people are really having fun at this, whatever they're at, wherever they're at, they're having fun. And here, of course, we're definitely involved in learning something here. And then this one, a mastermind group. See, and again, we're all together having fun. So it's showing them. Oh, and let me get Estelle here. Sorry, my bar is over the admit sign. There it is. Mm-hmm. And so now you might get some reverb on your audio. You might have to turn your audio off on one of them. So anyway, it shows that we're having a good time here, see? And then it goes down to the one-on-one coaching, but then it goes down to tribe trips. This is an actual picture that I took in Venice. This is a picture that I literally took with my cell phone of the pier in Venice. And so when you come on down, see, the pictures have to reflect what you're talking about. See, does this not look like freestyle living? I just love that little girl's picture. And so anyway, you can see what I'm doing. See, a speaker, here's kids learn more about giving around the world. See, so you can see what I'm doing with my pictures. But once they come down through this part, remember we talked about, and I'll scroll back and show you. This is first base. This is second base. This is third base, step one, two, three. This is my home run, my coaching. Then here's an extra benefit is the tribe trips. And then a little bit about me, but then it goes right into my marketing. Read a book, listen to a podcast, read the blog post, check out my calendar of events, check out my speakers, learn more about B1G1. See, so it goes right into my marketing once I pass my first, second, third base and my home run. Does that make sense to everybody? And so all of it has to interconnect with each other. So if they land on your landing page and they go out to your blog, you want your blog to send them back to your landing page. If your landing page sends them out to your podcast, you want your podcast to send them back to your landing page. So no matter where they find you, they end up on your landing page. It's called your home landing page for a reason. You want them to land there. Because whenever I'm out and about and somebody says, well, Kathy, what is it that you do? The first thing I say, well, just check out kathybinner.com. So now that brings me to my second point that I want to bring out today. Is that what I did with my kathybinner.com, because I already had the Kathy Binner International Academy and my kathybinner.com domain is with GoDaddy. It wasn't with Vista. I bought it on GoDaddy and pointed it to Vista. So I can go back to GoDaddy and point it wherever I want to point it. So I pointed it over to this homepage on the Kathy Binner International Academy. So if you type in kathybinner.com, you'll get that landing page. If you type in Kathy Binner International Academy, you'll get the same landing page. Does that make sense? So if you have a domain with GoDaddy, which they're not very expensive, Estella, do you have your name actually as a domain name? And do you know who it is with? You're on mute.
I do not have my name because when I worked for a company, they got me a website with my own website that it was something special they were doing. And I tried to get my name a few months ago and they still have my name. So I could put Estella Blake One or something like that out there, but I don't have my name.
Okay. Well, anyway, think about what you want your domain to be to do your website. But anyhow, once you have that with GoDaddy, you can point it to whatever landing page you want to point it to. Makes it nice and easy. I mean, literally, you just go into your GoDaddy account and it'll say, you know, where do you want to put the URL you want it to point to? And you just copy and paste the URL. I have a guest coming and she just walked around the corner and it's already at the top of the hour. So she might be the guest. Oh, I think she might be the one that's already here. So I don't need to jump off unless I hear my doorbell. So anyway, any questions, comments, thoughts, aha moments? You're on mute, Estella.
wrong thing. Anyway, for me, this was extremely helpful because I don't know. I'm not a slow learner, but but anyway, when you said it, just I got an aha moment, which was you need to have a blog and you need to have YouTube, because if somebody's searching for a topic, they need to be able to find you. That was the big aha for me. And I know you probably have said it 10 times. But this time I got it.
Because you have to kind of put yourself in their shoes and you have to ask yourself, how do I solve a problem? I don't search for a particular brand name or a particular person even. You search with the question, how do I do this? How do I solve that? Mm-hmm. And then all of these articles.
And I am the grand searcher. So when you said that, I'm like, okay, it had to be out there somewhere, so how do I get it? And I really like that whole piece about the blog piece. One of the groups that I'm in, we're to come up with 24 different ways that we can stay in contact with our customers about, different things like topics, and then send them some information. And so whatever we're coming up with, that would be a great opportunity for me to have that blog set up. So the steps for me are get the website landing page.
Well, get your domain that you want. Mm-hmm. And your landing page is your house and your domain name is your address.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you can have a house and not have your address listed with the post office, but now you have to list your address so that people can find you. Mm-hmm. And so your domain name is going to be your address. And so that's what's going to go in the URL.
Okay, so the steps are get the domain name, get the website set up, and then the next step is to start the blogs.
Mm-hmm. Because one of the things you can do on your homepage landing page, if you don't do any more, is just put your hero's journey picture. What do you want people to look like after they've worked with you? Because mm-hmm. remember, when they finally land on your landing page, what's going on in their heads is, what's in it for me? Mm-hmm. How can Estella help me? How can Debbie help solve my problem? That's why that VPS is so important. What problem are you solving for your clients? Mm-hmm. That's why your value proposition statement, what value are you bringing to your audience? In other words, what they want to know is, what problem are you going to solve for me? And so that's why that VPS is so important. So if you just had your hero's picture on what you want everybody to look like after they've worked with you, and what promise you're making to your audience, what problem you're going to solve for them. And then if you did nothing more than put a link over to your Legal Shield, That would be enough until you start building out your blogs and your podcast and whatever else you want to add there. If that's all you did was create that hero's picture, your VPS, and a link over to Legal Shield. And Debbie, for you, it'd be your picture, your VPS, and a link over to Melaleuca. If that's all you did on that home page, that landing page, that would be enough for you to start building out your website from there. And that's why it's called Build a Better Business. You know, you have to have a place for them to land, and they don't know to go to your Legal Shield or your Melaleuca. They don't know to go there.
Good job today.
Okay, we're going to ask an aha moment. Debbie, what was your biggest aha moment today?
Well, what you did was reinforce that the domain name is my address, and that I need to make sure I have a solid platform for my customers, but not as a sales platform, but as in learning and information. That's key. But I have to make it simple.
Yes.
make it simple.
Now, and again, keep in mind on all websites, once you have that home landing page, which is going to be informational, I mean, if you look up a restaurant, when you land on their page, you want to know what is their menu, where are they located, what are their hours? You know, that's what you want to know.
Right, right.
So when folks finally land there, they want to know what problem are you solving? How can I get help with this problem?
Gotcha. Yes.
So anyhow, I think it's perfect. So yeah. So once you have your landing page, your homepage where you want them to go, now you can start adding all of the stuff you like. You can start saying, you know, I've sent you over to Melaleuca. See, now you're going to take them on a journey. You can say, I've sent you over to Melaleuca because your question was, is how do I basically go green? How do I get the chemicals out? But did you know I already have a homesteading site that you might be interested in visiting? I actually can create fairy gardens and show you how to do that, that you might be interested in visiting. You know, so now on that homepage, see, later on, you can now take them on a journey. See, so I tell folks, here's, I'm going to help you to get more healthy and create passive income. And here's the first step. Come to a free meetup, take a course, join the mastermind. But you might want to check out my blogs. By the way, we've got some free tribe trips that you can go on. And here's some other stuff that you might be interested in that I'm also doing.
Huh.
See, so you're kind of taking them on a journey on that home landing page.
And I can actually take those and create separate sale pages for them.
Yes, yes. And then let's say that you have a big event coming up where you're doing a fairy garden seminar. And because I remember you did this once where you took in stuff and you just showed everybody was hands-on in person and the whole room made a fairy garden. You could now create a separate page on your website as a sales page and just sell that one event and just put that URL out across all your social media or whatever, out, email it out to your followers, wherever you want to put it. And that would be a marketing page and it wouldn't show in your menu. It would be a hidden page. And And here's what I learned with Teachable. If I publish my pages, it shows in my menu across the top. If I don't publish it, it doesn't show. But if I copy and paste the URL of the one that's not published, whoever has the URL can go to it. So I can make a sales page on, let's just say I'm going to do a workshop. Because then in one of our other groups, we talk about 5-day challenges. Masterminds, masterclasses. Let's just say I'm going to create a one-day masterclass or workshop that I'm going to do. And I don't want it to, it's going to be dated. It's only going to be this Saturday from, you know, 9 to 2. And so I don't want it to be in my menu because Saturday is going to come and go. So I don't want it to stay in my menu. So I'm going to create that sales page. I'm not going to publish it. And I'm going to advertise that URL leading up to that event. Then afterwards, it's not advertised, but the page is still sitting there hidden. Then I can go in and all I have to do is maybe tweak the date and the time and the topic, and I can use that sales page over and over and over for anything that I want to advertise.
And including I can use the event that I did do, but I can use pictures from that. Mm-hmm. Advertising.
Absolutely.
Huh? Wow.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Wow, this has been great today. We lost Estelle again.
Yeah, I think she's multitasking today. So I don't know if Estella can hear me. Estella, we're getting aha moments from today. I don't know if you can hear me or if you had to go answer the phone or something. She moved away. There she is. What, you're on mute, but tell us what is your big aha for today?
My big aha again is just, you know, the fact that I understand that I must have a website and I must have a blog so I can, when people are looking for something, they can find me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I showed this to Debbie. You're going to love this. Now, Estella, you probably already have some ready-made information from Legal Shield. I just have to show you one more thing. I got to move my bar up here. Let me find it. Okay. Does everybody know what this chat AI is, this artificial intelligence? Sign up for an account. I showed this to Debbie the other day. We're going to start a new chat. Okay. Brand new chat. So are you ready for this, Estella? Can you see my cursor down here?
I can, and I need to know. I'll have to go back and look at this. Definitely go back and look at this. Go ahead, please. I have taken a little mini class on AI, okay. But talk to me.
Okay, you see my cursor. Can yes. you write a blog post about Legal Shield and why I should buy it? Are you ready? Mm-hmm. My hands are not on it.
I know.
Wow.
There's your blog post.
Okay. How do I get the replay on this?
There's your blog post. Mm-hmm. You see that? Now let's just go back and take a look at it real quick. Legal Shield, your shield of protection in the legal realm. In today's complex and ever-changing world, I got to move our faces out of the way. Legal issues are no longer a rare occurrence, whether it's dealing with contracts, disputes, unforeseen challenges. Having access to reliable legal support can be crucial. Legal Shield is a service that aims to provide individuals, blah, 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 blah. It goes on through affordable legal access, expert legal advice, wide range of legal services, 24/7 emergency assistance, proactive legal services. Conclusion, blah, 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 blah. There's your blog post. And how long did that take? Now, you go in, you do this, you copy. Right there it is.
You send that to me.
I hit copy. I come over here to my Google Documents and I open up a brand new document. And there it is. And I save it, Legal Shield. So there, that's saved now in all of my documents. And right there is Legal Shield. Right there is that whole blog post and I saved it. Now, all you do, the way I copy and pasted it over into a Google Doc, you copy and paste it right on or into your blog platform. Add a picture. Your blog is done for the day, for the week, however often you want to blog.
You can do a couple of these at one time and predate when you wanted to publish.
Yes. Now, we're back in again.
Would you send that to me, Kathy?
I will. Now, okay. here is we're back in the chat with AI. We're back in the chat. Now, we're going to go back down here again. See my cursor. I'm going to say, can you rewrite this blog because I was just evicted and I don't know what to do. Hit click, scroll down. There it is. Ooh. Navigating an eviction, how Legal Shield can help you reclaim stability. Facing an eviction can be incredibly distressing, blah, blah, blah. Understanding your rights, legal representation, mediation, negotiation, emergency legal support, post-eviction assistance, conclusion. There's your blog post.
Can you get that up and running, Estella? I'm going to make sure I go over and read it.
Okay.
Seriously, how?
You know what? I'm going to make this happen.
Copy that.
I just need to get my website up.
go back over, open up another document under Google Docs and paste, and there it is. And there is the second blog post. How long did it, I wrote two blog posts. How long did it take me?
Like 2 minutes at the most.
All right. So sign up for the artificial intelligence.
That was ChatGP. What was it?
Let me find it. Chat.openai.com. Chat.openai.com.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is there's no reason to not be able to get some really good quality blog post out there rather quickly. You can go in, make sure once you put it into your blog platform, and now Debbie and I are both using HostGator, but once you put it into your blog platform, make sure that you put a hyperlink back to your website. Your blog platform can be on your website or it can be separate from your website.
Okay, okay. That let me sort that out in my mind. So I need to get a blog platform. That wouldn't be Wix, right?
It can be. Wix has a great blog plugin.
Okay, okay. So I can
My Vista did not. That's why I went to HostGator, because Vista did not have a good blog platform. So I went to HostGator.
Okay,
and so again, because I've got so many loaded there, I'm gonna leave that. It's cost me $3 a month or something. So I'm just going to leave that.
HostGator. Okay.
And I just linked it over into my main homepage of my website. Even now with moving it over to Teachable, when you click on a blog, it still takes you out to HostGator.
So I can either have just do my Wix and do my website and my blog on that.
Yep.
Or I can just do my Wix with my website and then get HostGator and do my blog on that.
You wouldn't need to do that. You could do your blog right on Wix. Okay. And you're going to post your blog out there, but then you're going to hyperlink back to the homepage of Wix.
Okay. So on my webpage, I'm going to have one link up there that will say blog.
Right. Let me show you how that looks. If you go to, this is my homepage, okay? This is what we've been looking at. I'm going to scroll to the top. This is what we've been looking at on my homepage. When you look here under, because I want to show you, see, I can't show you my blog one because my blog one takes you outside of Teachable. I want to show you something inside of Teachable. So let's say need a speaker. When I click on that page inside, see, it still is see the URL up here. It still is the Kathy Benner International Academy, but then it's got free speakers cabinet. See where I'm highlighting? You're going to highlight that's the URL. If that were your blog page, that's the URL that you're going to paste over into your social media. But you want to hyperlink, if they read your blog and go, oh, I do need to know more about this Legal Shield, you want them to land on your homepage. So now this is the hyperlink that you want to put at the bottom of your blog. So when they click on that hyperlink, it comes back to this homepage. You see that?
And so they go to my homepage, and what's on is my link to my Legal Shield on my homepage?
Or? Yes, on your homepage, you're going to have a hero's picture on what you want your customer to look like once they've worked with you, what your VPS is, and then a button to go to Legal Shield.
Okay.
If that's all you had on your homepage. Or for Debbie, it would be what she wants her customer, or maybe a great picture off of her Melaleuca, and Stella, maybe a great picture here off of your Legal Shield site somewhere, what your VPS is, what your promise is to your audience, and a link back to either Melaleuca or Legal Shield. And so when you're blogging, see now, but here's where you can let it grow. So now let's say Debbie wants to blog about her homesteading. She might have one of these pages here, might be for homesteading. So mm-hmm. she might want to link her homesteading blog back to her products and services at her homesteading page. Let's say, for example, that I want to blog. I'm trying to give you an example here. Let's say that I want to blog about health and wellness. I might want everybody to land here, which is the International Academy Health and Wellness. So this is the page they get, showing the free meetup, the course, and the mastermind. I might not want to send them. Let's say that I was asked to do a blog post for a health magazine. Well, do I really want the readers of that health magazine to end up in my real estate stuff? If I was asked to blog for a health magazine, I might want to send all my readers right here. Let's say that I'm asked to do a speaking engagement for Corey, which is a huge real estate investors group here in Columbus. And they say, you're allowed to market your products and services. This is the URL I'd want to market, because I'd want them to land here with, because it's my two real estate products. You see where once you start building out your website and you start creating those pages of your different products and services, your homepage is going to be like your index. It's going to have everything. Then you can start having a different page for each thing. And then when you're marketing, it's wherever you want to send them back to. But make sure you send them back somewhere from your blog post or your speaking engagement or your podcast, because how are you going to monetize it if you don't send them back somewhere? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you have to send them back to wherever you want them to go back to buy something. Mm-hmm. That makes sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I'm so excited. I'm going to do this.
All right. So I hope I've inspired you, and I've tried to break it down and make it more simple on why this is important. And it was perfect for timing, because I had to redo my whole website. And it didn't take me long, because what I did is I just opened up the Vista and I opened up the Teachable and I just copy and pasted. But I was very limited on what it was going to look like, but that was fine because it actually made it easy. Yeah. It didn't say, do you want it to be this size or this size or this size? It just said, here's what you get. And I'm like, works for me.
So now what do you pay per month for the Vista?
Well, the Vista was, I think, $24 all along. And then they had different price points. And then my Caraway guest house one was only, I think, $18 a month. And then my Kathy Benner International, or my Kathy Benner Companies, where all my real estate is, I think it was $24 a month. And so I'll be able to do away with the KathyBenner.com one. Now, I'm not going to do away with the URL. I'm going to keep KathyBenner.com over in GoDaddy. I'm just going to point it over to this Teachable platform instead. But I get to do away with the $24 a month. So there's $24 that I can now put toward my Teachable price.
Mm-hmm. So I've got to come up with a Stella Blake something. Because like I said, they've got my...
Who's they?
I was with a company called Right Management. I still am with them. I do independent contractor work for them. But anyway, they had this program where I help people find jobs and help them, you know, prepare their resumes and all that kind of good stuff. And so one of the things that they did, they bought into this company that would set up a website for people. And the websites were phenomenal. And so as, you know, one of their employees, I got to do it as well. And so they set up mine under my domain name, you know, Stella Blake. It doesn't work anymore, you know. I mean, I guess they're not paying for it, but they have my domain name, and I don't know how to get it back.
All you have to do is have you searched to see who owns it?
No, I haven't. Don't know how to do that.
I don't know if it'll come up or not, but You see how I'm asking a question?
Mm-hmm. B-L-A-K-E. Mm-hmm. I can look up, okay?
Yep, got to get our faces out of the way here.
Oh, shoot.
You are paid for until May 5 of 2024.
Hmm.
And Identity Protection Services owns your domain.
Really? And,
mm-hmm. Identity Protection Services owns your domain. Yeah. So, and they've paid for it.
So legally, can you use that or no?
It's pointing to something they have. So she would need to get it under control. So I don't know, but anyhow, I just put who owns Estella Blake domain, and it gave me this, I can look up, and I looked it up, and that's what it tells me. And so Estella, if you want, it's called lookup.icann.org, and it's just a lookup service. They don't own anything. It's just a lookup service, but that's where all your information shows who owns it. And you're actually paid. It was actually updated May 4 of 23 for another year. And it was created back in May 5 of 2014.
Yeah.
So anyhow, so they own it. So
how do I get a hold of them? Give me my name.
You'd have to research, you know, maybe where their office is located or something like that. Mm-hmm. But if you go to GoDaddy, which is
just do another name.
Well, but it's her name. And if you go to GoDaddy, you could buy another one. You know, you could have EstellaBlake.net or EstellaBlake.tech, or you can't use .org unless you're nonprofit. An organization.
Oh, okay.
And if you put EstellaBlake.com, it's going to show it's already taken. And so there's a place that I'm looking to see. Here, can I transfer it to the domain? And it says, learn more about transferring and start your transfer now. So yes, you can request your name back. You can request it.
Okay.
So, and on GoDaddy.com, because again, I thought about doing this with Vista, but then I realized that I was already on GoDaddy. And I don't know where I found it, but let's just see what comes up here. When I wanted mine back, there was a place where I could do that. Yes, it's sorry, this domain's already taken. I was afraid it was. Yeah. But here you can have .net, .co, .info, .store, .online, ooh, .us, .tech, .site. All of these are available. And see, they're all, you know, very reasonable to purchase. But
that's an annual cost, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But there was a place somewhere on GoDaddy. Right here, transfer your domain. Let's see what it says. It says, your domain will love it here. Transfer your domain as low as $9.99 and get a free registration for 1 year. And you enter the domain you want to transfer. Now, it says, already have your authorization code. That's all you need from the other place is an authorization code that allows you to transfer. So you would have to go back to that ICANN search that we just found you on. Search out who those people are and get a hold of them and tell them that you would like to have your name, your domain, and and that you need the authorization code. But you can try this, because I think I think GoDaddy tries to get the author, because it's only if you already have the authorization code. If you don't, I think you can just put it in here that you want to transfer it. And I think they try to get the authorization code for you.
Oh, really?
I haven't done one yet, but I think that's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
It says, because it says, now, here's where we searched for something and look what they're doing. They're automatically telling you domain transfers made easy. Watch how it works. See, so they're transferring. Look at this. Step one, step two, step three, step four. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
We love it when we land on a landing page like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it tells us exactly what to do. That's what your readers are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here, unlock your domain. Visit your current registrar and unlock the domain you plan to transfer. That's where you have to research who currently has it, and you have to have them unlock it with a code. Then you find it, and then you get your authorization code, and then it's transferred within 5 to 7 days, and you can have the estellablake.com. It's your name, so they won't keep it from you because it's yours.
Well, a lot of times they try to buy it, want you to buy it from them.
They want you to
pay a price for it.
And again, if it's $50 or something, I'd probably buy it just because it was $50, my name.
I'd buy, but you know, yeah. If they're going to be ridiculous.
If they want $5,000, probably not. So then you could come in here under GoDaddy and you could actually get a domain from any one of those for, you know, $10 to $50 for the entire year. You could pick whichever one you want. Is that helpful?
That's very helpful.
Very helpful.
All right.
Thank
ladies.
You, Debbie. I'm glad you, it wasn't all for me.
That was really interesting. Didn't know you could do that.
Very helpful.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So we've covered a lot of territory today. I hope I've brought tons of value for both of you to take the next step. And if you get stuck, call me, tap in to the website and get in touch with me.
And I just go back to watch this again. I've done it before, but I go back to watch this again.
Just go to the Kathy Binner International Academy and go down and just go into the courses, click on the courses and go to the free or go to the mastermind, the Build a Better Business Mastermind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I've already got a password and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
What'd you say, Debbie?
Is Kathy going to email you those?
Yes, I'll email them to you too. Yes. Or she'll make me email them to you too.
I can do that, but I have to go get a couple of rooms ready next before I upload this video or do that. So
So
give me maybe an hour to get back in front of my computer.
No hurry.
This has been extreme. Kathy, what can I do for you? You bless me so much. What can I do for you?
Just give me some actual. And when I say kudos on social media, it's actually going into some of my groups, but being specific, saying I learned how to recover my domain today, or I learned how to build, something specific, not just Kathy's great. And I learned so much, but something specific, because that's what's going to make somebody else go, I need to check her out.
Mm-hmm. So and that's I can see by what you said, beings. Specific about something will say, I didn't know I could do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll be inspiring to somebody else that might need that.
Yeah. And so when you go over to the groups, there's a group for each thing. There's a bloggers group. There's a build a better business group. There's a writers group. There's a real estate happy house hunters group. There's a open a bed and breakfast group. There's a group for each lane that I'm in. There's a separate group.
So if I wrote one thing, I could post it on all or what?
Yeah, I do that sometimes. If it's general enough, I post it on all the groups. Mm-hmm. If it's, like if I'm doing a tribe trip, for example, it's for all my groups. And so I'll post the tribe trip across everything. But now I'm helping Sandy promote her writer's workshop. Well, I'm promoting it in the Ohio Writers Guild and in the bloggers group, the two writers ones, because the real estate people aren't going to be interested in going to a writer's workshop. Not necessarily.
Okay. Consider it done. I might not get it done today, but I'm going to get it done because you're just invaluable. your gift?
Well, I really hope I brought some value, because I tell you what, when you finally get your website in order, it will start converting into dollars.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It will convert.
Mm-hmm. And I can do the website again on either the Wix or
HostGator.
HostGator. That's the blog.
But you can do the whole thing on. You could do your whole website on HostGator. It's just a website builder, just like Wix.
Yeah, I love it.
Whichever one you like the best, use a platform that you like the best. Again, I explained today why I chose Teachable was because all my videos and courses were already there, and I didn't want my students to have to make a new buying decision. So that's why I chose to go over to Teachable instead of going the other way over to Wix or HostGator.
Okay. All right.
Well, you get going. You have a lot to do today.
Well, I just have two beds to make. I've got everything done, but two beds. I just have two beds to make and to make sure the rooms are ready for guests to check in here in about an hour and a half. So that's it. Then my whole day is done. other than, you know, doing this, uploading the video and getting letters over to you guys.
I want to live your lifestyle, girl. I look at your pictures and salivate.
There you go. Well, tap into the tribe trips. Again, that link's not working on my website yet because I just worked on that this morning. But the tribe trips are in Eventbrite. If you can't wait, go to Eventbrite and look up the Kathy Benner International Academy, and they're there. I just haven't linked it over to the Teachable yet.
Okay.
The tribe trips are there. And we're going to be at the Buckeye Lake Winery tonight at 6:00. There's a band, wine, and fireworks.
Oh, wow.
And you don't have to drink wine if you're not a wine drinker.
I'm a wine drinker.
I can see the Buckeye Lake fireworks from my house.
Oh, well, wow. Well, I know, but you're going to have more fun if you hang out with us.
I know.
Hey, Debbie, and I want some of them blueberries, girl. Tell me what I got to do.
Okay.
Since you got all an right. abundance, you know, I mean, do you have a market, a farmer's market or something?
No, I've been freezing them. But we went out yesterday, picked all what was ready. We still have a lot that still has to finish ripening.
Wow.
You know, that's Debbie, your audience is out there really waiting for you. They really need to know how to do this stuff.
Yeah,
really, we do.
Yeah.
And you know what, Debbie, if you start out with just something like simple, you know, we don't know what tomorrow holds in our country, you know, so I got some land I could really grow something on, kind of sort of.
You know, if she just did a video today as she's doing it, I told her this once before, do it in your normal routine. How do you freeze blueberries? Just pop your phone
just up. One thing and put that out there. And
I got a little stand. Just pop your phone up on a little stand on your countertop. Cool. You know, just pop it up there, you know, and then just record. How do you freeze blueberries? Even if it's a 10 or 15 minute video, and boom, now you've got something for in your website.
That's right. Okay.
You got all something, right, ladies. You can start your homesteading YouTube division right under your fireside chat with Debbie Marks, because again, just like I learned how to make categories in Eventbrite, and I categorize all my tribe trips under the Kathy Benner International Academy, when you go to YouTube, you can have different categories of your YouTube videos, and you can put all your homesteading videos in one you can call it your homesteading category.
Okay.
And then you can have
start out with something about why you want to homestead, why you might want to homestead.
Especially these days.
Right.
And you know what? And you can just talk from off the top of your head. And I I love to go back to that once upon a time, but then and now on storytelling. And storytelling is your marketing. Remember that. See how all of this is starting to make sense, everything that we've been talking about.
And it goes together.
Yes, because now you can say, you know, I remember when I didn't freeze blueberries, and there was a time that I had to go buy them from the store, and they were never fresh. And and I didn't know even how to keep them if I didn't use them all. But now I've learned how you can freeze blueberries, and let me show you so that now you can freeze blueberries.
Cool.
See, so you can just use that formula, that once upon a time, but then and now, you know. And Estella, you know, I remember back in the day, I had this issue. I didn't know what to do. I needed some legal advice, but then I ran across Legal Shield, and now I want to show you how you can tap into Legal Shield.
Yes.
So you can use that formula on everything.
Yeah, you can. You just have to do it.
And what it does is it makes your listener, when you're doing a video or a blog post, it makes your reader or your listener connect with you, because they are where you were once upon a time. See, that's right. What's going to make them want to listen or read the rest of that, because they're going to go, yeah, I don't know how to freeze blueberries, or yeah, I am having a legal issue. I don't know what to do. Let me listen to this, or let me read the rest of this. See, that's your marketing. That's what sells what you're doing, is the storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm so excited. I just got, I'm just going to have to make time. I got millions of things that I have to do. My to-do list is like off the chart, but I'm going to get that website done. It's not going to be real elaborate or anything, but I'm going to see if I can get my domain name. And if not, I'll come up with something else. I mean, you know, Estella Blake, Estella.Blake, something.
You know, when Kathy was going through the list, I liked the one that said EstellaBlake.info.
I did too.
Yeah.
I like that one too for her, EstellaBlake.info, because when you're talking about Legal Shield, everybody's wanting information.
Right.
They're like, how do I take care of my legal issue? They're all wanting information. So that's a good one.
I think that was only like $3.99 or $1.99.
Really? I'll get it. And you know that I like that, because my vision, this has been a few years ago, was I wanted something that said, "Tell them Stella sent you." Ooh. And so I'm serious. And I wanted to help other
entrepreneurs. That's your blog post name right there. That is your blog post name.
Mm-hmm.
And your podcast, where mine is Freestyle Living, yours is Tell Them Estella Sent You. That's your blog post and your podcast name right there.
I like that. I might just copy that one.
And so what it is like, you know, no matter what it is, you know, it's, and now with the info, let me grab that name like real fast.
Okay. It was on GoDaddy, GoDaddy.com. And then when it says search for a domain name, put in EstellaBlake.info, and then you can buy that. And I think Debbie was right. It was only like $3.99 or something for the year.
I'm excited. Okay. I have all these mammoth to do things today, but I might have to just
prioritize.
I know.
Prioritize.
All right, ladies.
It's been a great
session.
Yes, it has.
Yes, awesome. It has.
Call me or text me if you get stuck somewhere.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you. Okay. And okay. Thank you. All right.
Hey, smile for a minute. Let me take a screen print. All right. Got it.
Okay.
Have a good fourth, ladies.
All right. Yes, you too. All right. Bye-bye.